Back on Sports Map tonight with Luke Morrow here all across Sports Map Radio. And let's head out now to the Progressive Insurance guest line and welcome onto the show former NFL wide receiver Don Beebe, who played for the Buffalo Bills, Carolina Panthers, the Green Bay Packers as well, spending 9 years in the league, now coaches college football. And he's with us now. Don, appreciate the time. How are you?
That's good to be here, Luke. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Appreciate you joining us. You know, let's go back a couple days to this past weekend and what happened with one of your former teams in the Buffalo Bills, the way they lost to the Chiefs. And unfortunately for Bills fans, they must feel like, oh, here we go again when you lose a game like that on the missed field goal. When you saw the way that game ended, just what were your thoughts for the Bills, that franchise, or even just the fan base after suffering, you know, another tough loss this past weekend?
God, it was heart-wrenching, to be honest with you. And then the view was showing some, the fans in the crowd crying, and it just brought back, a lot of memories. But some were good too, in the sense that it just shows you the heart of Buffalo and the fans that just live and breathe the Bills. And that, it's a family, it's a big family atmosphere. And one thing I loved about Western New York is, still today, even when I'm walking around there and going places in Western New York, you're like a friend. So to see them lose in, it'll always be Rich Stadium to me. I don't care what they're calling it now, but Rich Stadium, it's tough in the playoffs. It's really hard. And so hopefully, they can, make another run next year and finally 1 year win a Super Bowl for Western New York, because there's nobody, I believe, in the NFL that deserves it more than them.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And I hate to bring up bad memories, but obviously people compare, Wide Right to Scott Norwood. Just what was that like when that happened as a team, to try to rally around your guy? Like, I felt so bad for Tyler Bass the other night. You see him go over to the bench. He's obviously so dejected, missed that kick. What was it like for you to be part of a team where you go through that and make sure, like, you still have your kicker's back and you're still able to rally around him heading into the offseason?
Well, first of all, social media is a little different now than it was then. And what has been said and things going around social media-wise, we live in a very cruel world with people. I would pull Bass aside and just say, hey, look, we're here with you. The family's here. It should have never came down to a kick, and there's a lot of other reasons why we lost this football game. It wasn't all on you, just like we rallied around Scott. And Scott's a good friend still today. And when Scott came back, if you remember, when he came back, Western New York, and we flew in, they had a big thing downtown where there were thousands of people that showed up at the square downtown, and they gave Scotty a standing ovation and brought him to the mic, screaming, "Scotty, Scotty!" That's the way the true Bills fan. That's how they would treat Bass as well. So he had to cancel, I guess, all his social media accounts because people are just cruel. And I would just tell him, hey, so that's about 5 to 10% of people, okay? The true fan and the true person that's a true Western New York and Bills fan, they love you no matter what.
Yeah, and that's a great story about Scott Norwood as well. When you look at this Bills team, 5 straight years of double-digit wins, but obviously coming up short in the playoffs, what was that like for you as a player to keep trying to battle to get over that hump, to finally clear that hurdle of suffering these tough losses, but coming back the next year, motivated to try to go even further?
Yeah, so, good example. Obviously, ours was the Super Bowl. We would get all the way to the Super Bowl and lose. Mm-hmm. They're just right now getting into the playoffs and losing, right. And how do you get over that hump? I'm going to tell you what it takes. I'll give you an analogy, because I was with the Packers where we won it, and what was the difference? I get that question a lot. It's the leadership within the game itself. Okay, yeah, we had great leaders, we had great guys in Buffalo, and tremendous talent. Matter of fact, the Bills team was more talented than the Packer team. And it's not always the talent that wins. It's the attitude within that game, because going from just a peewee football all the way to the Super Bowl and everything in between, the game is played on emotion. And the guys that can handle the emotion in those big moments, we could do it in the season. We could do it in the playoffs. We came back from, 35-3 in the Oilers game and won it. So we had that resolve within us. But for whatever reason in the Super Bowl, it was almost like a deer in headlight look with the Bills. And I'll give you the example. it was our fourth Super Bowl now. We're in Atlanta, okay, playing the Dallas Cowboys. We're really owning the line of scrimmage in the first half, and I think at halftime we're up 13-10, I believe it was, and we get the ball first. So I remember talking in the locker room with the guys, and we're like, hey, we got the ball first. Let's go down and score. Let's put this thing game away and finally win one. What do? We go out in that early in that first series. Thurman fumbled it, and James Washington, the safety of Dallas, picks it up and scores a touchdown. Mm-hmm. We're only down 4 points, and there's the whole half to go. Well, you literally thought when you came to the sideline that we were down 30 already. Hmm. Nobody was saying anything, no leadership, no encouragement. Okay, it was just dead quiet. Just complete devastation. Well, fast forward 2 years, now I'm with the Packers. Same scenario really happens. We go up 10 early, and then Drew Bledsoe hits two big touchdowns. We're down 14-10 in that second quarter. Well, you come to the sideline now, you got Eugene Robinson, Reggie White, Brett, myself at this time. You know, a lot of guys were just like, we're fine, guys. We're fine. Just keep doing what we're doing. We're encouraging each other. We're better than they are. We know it. And, you know, halftime score was 27-14. We put them away. And then second half, Reggie has three sacks and puts the game away. So that was the difference. It's the mentality that you have, the emotion that you have within the game itself and the moment itself is how teams win the big games. Yeah. And right now, Buffalo's struggling with that in the playoffs.
That's a great juxtaposition as we talk with Don Beebe, who played in the NFL, played on those Bills teams in the early 90s, and then, as he mentioned, went on to win a Super Bowl with the Packers. You were the first guy to play in six Super Bowls, actually, in the NFL. You won one with the Packers, like you said. What was that like for you individually? You know, as we talk about the Bills, trying to clear that hurdle and finally get to a Super Bowl, for you, what was it like to finally get that victory, even though it was with a different team in the Packers?
Well, for me personally, and I remember this like it was yesterday, and being a part of six Super Bowl teams, I kind of felt spoiled. I only played nine years, and I go six. It's crazy. But I just remember the end of the game, I'm standing 10 yards behind Favre, and I'm the safety guy. The game's over. We're taking a knee. And I remember looking at the last clock, the clock been ticking down those last 10 seconds. I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, I'm finally going to win this crazy thing. And as soon as I had those thoughts, my mind went right to the guys in Buffalo. I was like, oh, man, I wish they were here. You know, I wish, you know, Jim and Marv and, you know, Bill Polian and all the Bills fans. I mean, they deserved it. Ralph Wilson, the owner. I mean, they deserved what I was feeling. And it was kind of anticlimactic, really. I felt almost guilty, in a sense, that I wish all of them could experience it. And hopefully one day, you know, at least the fans will get to be able to do that. But that's how I kind of shared. But, you know, I literally walked up to Favre, and I got to talk with him. And I asked him, I said, man, Brett, could I have the game ball? And Brett looked at me and said, Biebs, you deserve it, man. And he gave me the game ball, and I took it over there and gave it to my wife and two kids at that time, carried my two-year-old son off the field who landed up playing with the Vikings. So it was kind of a weird thing to see him go through all that as well. But, my emotions were very guilty in thinking about Bills instead of myself.
Yeah, which is interesting as we catch up with Don Beebe. You mentioned Jim Kelly. Obviously, he played with such a great quarterback there in Buffalo. A lot of people are giving Josh Allen a hard time. When you have a team that does come up short, you know, only one team wins the championship every year, of course. So when you have a team that does come up short, like, you know, how much blame? What do you think of the people that put the blame on Josh Allen, I guess, is the question. How much blame should fall on the quarterback compared to just the entire team, you know?
Well, first of all, it's going to fall on the quarterback, and you have no. This is the way it is. But you know what? I learned a long time ago that the quarterback can't catch the ball. And, you know, you had a couple of big drops in that game. I mean, Stephon Diggs had a big bomb. I mean, I think, good night, did Josh throw that in the air like 65, 70
yards?
Yeah,
right. I know.
And he should have caught that, and he probably could have scored a touchdown there. Then he had another drop touchdown. And so, you know, those kind of are drive killers and momentum killers. And you got to expect those, you know, if you're a big-time player, you got to make big-time plays and big-time games. And they got to have more than just Josh. I mean, listen, the last thing that the Bills need to do is move on from Josh Allen. That would be the dumbest thing ever. That guy's a winner. He's a guy you're going to want as your quarterback. He has a dimension that not many guys in the National Football League have. He can beat you with his arm and his feet. And he's really good. You keep building guys and putting guys around him, defensive guys, offensive guys, you keep building around a guy. That guy's a winner, no question. he's a guy you never want to get rid of.
Before we
and I hope they don't.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't think they will. It's just that, you know, everyone always, as you said, you always blame the quarterback as opposed to the team or other pieces. Yeah. Last question before we let you go. You mentioned Stephon Diggs. You obviously played wide receiver there in Buffalo. Now, for Diggs, it might just be a coincidence, but we've seen the last 3 years, once you get to mid-November, his numbers have really dropped off at the end of the year. And obviously, it's colder in Buffalo, and you're playing outdoors. So, again, might just be a coincidence, but my question for you would be, like, how tough was it to play wide receiver in Buffalo as the season went on and it got colder out? Did that make any sort of impact on you as a receiver at the end of the year?
Well, it's something I coach on now, being the head coach here at Aurora University. I coach when the weather's tough, be it really hot on the turf, it's 100 or whatever, or it's really cold. I mean, we always have the mentality of being a mutter. And I go back to Coach Levy's favorite quote. Where would you rather be than right here, right now? You're playing football. This is fun. Okay, this is not a job. This is fun. And you should be having fun. Now, I will say this. When it gets really cold, like 30 below wind chill and 20 below wind chill, well, that's not so fun. Okay, so now it's just survival. And the ball's really hard, and it is harder to catch. No question about it. Now, it wasn't that cold, I don't think, the other night when they lost, to not be able to form that. But you got to have a mutter's mentality. Man, I loved playing in that kind of stuff. And it was just a mental thing. And you certainly had an edge when you had that. For example, I'll go back to the AFC Championship game when we played the Raiders. It was really cold. The Raiders literally didn't come out of the locker room to warm up until like 2 minutes before kickoff, some of those guys. Well, you wonder they lost 51-3. They were beat before the game even started mentally. So, you know, and we went out and just destroyed them, you know, scoring up and down the field. Well, if we can do it, why can't they? It's all mental.
Yeah.
You got to find guys, when you're recruiting guys and scouting guys and stuff of that nature, you got to find a guy, and Marv used to say this all the time, Bill Foley and I remember, and the late John Butler, is you got to find guys that just love to compete. Like, they're in their backyard. They don't care. This was Jim Kelly and Brett Favre, too, by the way. They didn't care if it was in the backyard playing as 14-year-olds or they're in the Super Bowl. They just love to compete, and that's Josh Allen. And now he's just got to find guys that around him are that way as well.
Yeah, absolutely. He's Don Beebe, spent 9 years in the NFL, including with those Buffalo Bills, played in 6 Super Bowls. You can find him on Twitter at Don Beebe NFL, also doing a great job coaching college football right now. Don, great stories, great insight. Appreciate the time, and hopefully for the sake of everybody in Buffalo, those Bills will get over that hump here sometime soon.
I hope so. Thank you, Luke.
Hey, pleasure's all ours. Don Beebe joining us here on Sports Map tonight with Luke Morrow, all across Sports Map Radio.